Kofi Amralef, yeah. Yeah, so the last Gemara we had, what the MCF, the Chokamad Leimala Leishono, then the Gorolei. So if the year doesn't fill off, you don't take off for that year. So my Kmasna was the Chiddush then, the Mechash Vin Chadoshim and the Hegdish. That means we don't count the month. But that was said, if a full year goes by, so now if you want to redeem it, you pay a shekel less. That's only if a full year goes by. But just if half a year goes by, you don't deduct. Gemara says, we learned that clearly in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein mechash ben chadosh ben mehegdish. We don't count months for Hegdish. It's only if a full year goes by. That you redeem it back a year later, you pay a shekel less. But not just on here for year months. So must be true. My time come, the Mishnah is spending itself. What's the reason? My time, what's the reason? How come we can't redeem it after Yovel less than a year? Mishum, the reason is because it was less than a year, there's no reduction. Mishum, the ein mechash ben chadosh mehegdish. But hegdish, we don't look at a month. It's only if a full year goes by, then you have a right to deduct the shekel, the geroyin. But if a full year didn't go by yet, there's nothing to deduct. Then it says, the Mishnah, ein mechash ben chadosh. So tell me about it. One like this, the Brisa says, minayin, how do we know to say this klal, shein mechash ben chadosh mehegdish? That if a half a year goes by, it doesn't mean anything to take off money because of that. Talmudem, the prophet says, V'chishav lo ha-kayin, as ha-kesef, when you want to redeem the field, the kayin has to see how much money you have to pay. It says, Al-pi ha-shonim ha-naisoris, according to how many years are left over until Yevil. So, V'dashin shonim ha-tumachashiv, it's only how many years pass by, how many years are left to Yevil, that's how you take a deduction. That's how we make the geroyin kesef. But via tomechashiv chadoshim. But just if a month passed by, half a year passed by, as long as it's not a complete year, we do not take off because of the months. But via tomechashiv chadoshim. Now, minan, how do we know to say shema teroit salasif chadoshim l'shon oisa? How do we know if Bezin want to do it for their own sake, for what they should gain on the deal? They could do it. And that's the end of the Mishnah. And Echidam, what's the case talking about? We're going the artishe v'palgo. The Yaboy Vitimna. And if somebody was Makdish's field at the end of 48 and a half years, meaning to say there's less than 2 years to go to Yovel. So Bezin has the right to say, we don't say since it's only half a year in that year, it's considered like there's still 2 complete years to go to Yovel. And then if you Makdish your fields 2 years before Yovel, you have a right to redeem it on the cheaper price, the Chamishim Kosef. So here, you'll be makdishit now, really, a year and a half before Yovel. So maybe I should say, since it's only a half of that year that passed by, it's not called that year passed by. And we should say it's like 2 years before. How do we know? No, we do not say this. But rather we say, since a half a year went by already, you do not have 2 more years to go to Yovel. And therefore, if you makdishit now, when you go to redeem it, you don't have the kula of Giron, you can't deduct anything. You'll have to play the complete 50 shkolim. So you go to Churma to give the money to Hegdish. I don't know how to say this. Talmudem, the Pasuk says, V'chishav lo ha-kayin mikol mokom. Mashma mikol mokom, that sometimes you'll have to pay the complete 50 shkolim. Rashi says, the chash was the chadoshim shiyotso b'yitzi, gemura hev l'tochim l'steshonim, v'en in the gelas b'geruah. Like if we would say, if you don't count the months, there's like 2 years to go, so you would redeem it, but only 2 shkolim. But now that we say, no, we count those half a year that passed by, so you only have the Maisa 1 year and a half to go, that's less than 2 years, therefore if you makdish it then, and you go to redeem it, you can't have any deductions. You'll have to pay the 50 shkolim. That's the pasuk, l'chum ref hegdish we go, l'chisha le'a kayin mikol makam. But the kayin hegdish always gains. Now the Mishnah says, ha-makdish sadeh yobishafa yevol. If somebody's Makdish's field when the time when Yovel is Noyig, and his man had the Beis Hamikdash, they had the Indian of Yovel then, the lechur is, Noisein Bezera Choy Meserim, Chamishim Shekel Kosev. That's a special Chiddush, that the Makdish is Stei Achuza, even though it's worth $1,000, when you want to redeem it, all you have to pay is just 50 shkolim for a size of a land that you could plant there a Choymer of barley seeds. A Choymer is a whole kur full of barley seeds. So if that's how big the field is, you only have to pay 50 shkolim to redeem it. What's going to be hoyushom nikoyim amukim asara? They were like ditches in the middle of the field, big holes. that were deep 10 tefachim, or a sloim, or else there were big stones sticking up. Gevayim asor tefachim, the stones were high 10 tefachim. Einam nimdodin imah, they're not called part of the field, and then you'll have to redeem according to how much they're worth. This clue that you have to pay 50 shkolim for this big land, that's only on land we'll see in the Gemara that's fit to plant on. But here, the dishes or the stones you can't plant on, so it has its own chshivas, you have to redeem it according to how much it's worth. What's going to be pachas? I'm going to say the whole or the stone is less than 10 tefachim, then it's like bottle to the karka, then nibdorah din ima. It's all called part of the land, that within this land of chayim esarim, you could redeem it for 50 shkolim. What's going to be hekdisha shtayim v'sholosh shanim lefnei yovel? Let's say you makdish your field 2 or 3 years before yovel, and now you want to redeem it. So lachar is noisein sela upunyin lishana. For every year to go, you have to pay to redeem it for a sela and a punyin. Like there are 2 more years to go. So if you want to redeem it now, you'll have to redeem it with 2 slayim and the extra punyin. Like we said before, like really the 50 shkolim is spread out in 49 years. So it's like a shekel for each year and an extra punyin for each year. What's going to be v'yimomar hareini? V'yimomar hareini noisein dovar shana b'shana. So the guy says, when I redeem it now, I'll pay each year in payments. I'll pay a shekel each year. Nothing doing. Ain't shemulei. We don't listen to him. There's no payments for hegdish. You have to put all the money now when you want to redeem it. You have to put down your 2 shkolim and 2 punyans down right now. Now, whether it's the original person that was makdish the field, when he comes to redeem it, he has this kula to pay 50 shkolim for this big land. Even if somebody else comes and buys the field of hegdish, also they have this kula that can be paid for it with 50 shkolim for the chayim esarim. If so, ma ben banu mechaladim, what's the difference between the original owner and somebody else? Ella, the only difference is shebailim leislin chaimish. When the bailim redeems it, he'll have to pay an extra fifth. When the bailim is paid the hegdish, you always have to get an extra fifth. But mechaladim leislin chaimish, a different person, if not the original owner, when he comes to buy it off hegdish, he would not have to be meister the chaimish. It's enough just to pay the quanta the cheshbin of chaimishim shkolim for the zera sar. Now the Gemara goes to explain. Tony, we learned kur zera. That a chaimish sarim is a kur's worth of seeds. Now v'lo kur tfuah doesn't mean the ground that could produce a kur's worth of tfuah, but it means a land that you have to, when you want to seed that land, you'll have to use the whole kur's worth of seeds to plant it. Now when you go to plant it also, it's mapel siyad, how you throw it down in the field with your hands. Now that way you can spread it out better, it's a bigger land. Falei mapelish shvarim, not down putting sacks of seeds on top of the axes, it makes hole in the bags, and when the axes go through the field, the seeds fall out. But that way you don't spread it out well, and you don't have that much land. So therefore it's a kula-like for the person that is a bigger spread out of land if you seed it with your hands. Tana Levi, label it like this. Leimava, you don't have to have a thick layer of seeds, it also won't give so much land. For Leimedek, not a very, very thin layer. Elabenini, a normal size, I think much as Tupshat, either means the seed itself should be a middle-sized seed, or else how much of a layer of the ground, like how thick of seeds you put down, a medium size, not too thick and not too thin. Now, Hoyusham Nikoyim Amukma, say there were ditches there, so it's 10 tefachim deep, and then you can't be poider it with part of the field for the Chamishim Kasa, but it's by itself, how much is worth? So that's the question, why? For the Kach of the Apanafsha, let it have its own Kedusha. And if it's Kaddish by itself, also you should have the Kula to be poider it with its Cheshbon of 50 Shkolim. The Chitem, maybe you'll tell me now, Kivad Lehevi base Kura, since these ditches or these hills were not the width of a base kur, so maybe they have a kachi, maybe they don't have this kedusha to have a redemption with this special price of chamishim kosef. So Moses says, no, we learn not like that. V'atani, we learned soda. The pasuk says soda, a field. Matam lem, what does have to say the word soda for? Lefi, because shenema, it says already zerach leimisarim bechamishim shokel. They have this land that it takes to plant 50 achaymer. A kur of seeds. you have to redeem with 50 shkolim. Is Eliela Shehikdish Kinyan Zeh? Maybe on if you mark the shots a big field that it needs 50, that needs this core of serum to plant on it. But Minayin, how do I know to say the rabbis include lesach, a lesach is even half of a core, or else vechati lesach, even a quarter of a core, or else saw, just one saw, the tark of half of a saw, vechati tark of half of that, a quarter of a saw. How do we know, no matter how small the field is, if you mark the shit, you have a right to redeem it back with this cheap price of chamishim shkolim according to the size of the kur. Talmud 11, the pasuk says, "Sodom mikom akam." No matter how small the field is, when you go to redeem it, you don't have to pay its real value. You have this reduction. So why does our mishnah say that these ditches you have to pay to them with its real value? Still, even though it's not kaddish, but the field is kaddish by itself, it should also have this kula 50 shkolim. For instance, Amar Mar Ukva b'Achama, Hoch over here, v'nikoyim malayim mayim. We're talking about these ditches were full of water, and therefore blad b'nei zirinim, you can't plant on it. And that the Torah said, you have this deduction of 50 shkolim, that's only with the sod you could plant on. But some that's not a bazaria, that's no pshat here, that you could plant this core of seeds in the ground. But if it's ground that you can't plant in, you don't have this deduction of 50 shkolim. The verse says, they can bring you fruitful, so that's the pshat. The Mishnah says, "Dum yudislam," just like stock, stones, rocks, and that you can't plant on. So Shema Mina, that these ditches also doesn't just mean a ditch in the ground, but it means it's full of water that you can't plant in it. So what's the question? If so, Yochi, so that's the pshat. So pochus mikanami, even if it's less than 10 tefachim deep or less than 10 tefachim high, also you can't plant on that ground if it's a stone or if it's some water. So even less also you should not be able to be pointed with chamishim shkolim, but rather its value. So Mar says no, if it's less than 10 tefachim deep or tall, then it's like bottle to the karka. The Mar says, Hanu nigoni da arya mikri, shidri di arya mikri. Like these little holes in the ground, it's called part of the ground, it's not called the thing by itself. That's the way grounds are, they have their own holes there. Therefore, it's bottle to the karka. The Rashi says, nigoni means nikoyim chus miyud, nigoni da arya, svolim shel karka, shemayim eschasim shom. Have little puddles of the ground, it's called bottle to the ground. The same thing, a little hill also, if it's less than 10 tefachim tall, it's called a bump in the ground, but it's not called a new thing by itself. So therefore, if it's less than 10 tefachim tall or deep, it's part of the ground. So since the icky ground here, you could plant on, it's all called one big sod to be planted. But if it's 10 tefachim deep or tall, that's called by itself. So by itself, since you can't plant on it, you could redeem it with its own value, not the special reduction of 50 shkolim. Then the Mishnah says, Hegdisha Shtayim Vesholashonim, Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, V'nigra mi'erkecho, we take off from the value, af min ha-hegdish. What does that mean to say? Shemoch la-hegdish shonu ha-shtayim, if hegdish used it in a year or two, inami lo-yoch, hegdish did not use the field. El l'shehoi salafonav, it was ba-hegdish, meaning you amakdish your field, let's say 10 years before Yovel. And the next 5 years, it just stays by Hegdish. Even if Hegdish does not use the ground, it just stays there. But now when you go to be pointed with 5 years left, all you have to pay is just a 5 shkolim. Is noisen sella punyin l'shono, all you have to pay is just one shekel and a punyin for the amount of years that's left to go. That's whether Hegdish used it or not, so what? But mice, you're being pointed with now, only 2 more years left to go to Hegdish, so you only have to pay the 2 shkolim for each year. The Imam, let's say somebody says, Hareni Noisein, I want to pay in payment, that's no good. Tana Rabbanan, Minayin, how do I know to say, Shimon Bailim, Hareni Noisein, Dov Hashanah, Hashanah, I want to pay in payments every year, I'll pay you a little bit. Shein Shem Lehem, we don't listen to him. How do we know this? So we say, Talmud Lehem, the Pasuk says, V'chishav lo ha-kayin es ha-kesef, that the kayin has to mechashav the money, mizan shi ha-kesef, kula ki-echad. That all the money has to be in one shot. That's the way you could redeem it. Then the Mishnah says, Echad Bailam Yechad Kolodom, if so, Mabe Bailam Kolodom, Shabbailam Nestam Chaymish, Kolodom Nestam Chaymish, Shabbat Klal Olova. whenever the owner himself redeemed it from Hegdish, or is paid the Maisa Shani, whatever it is, he always has to add an extra fifth. But if somebody else does it, then there's no fifth involved. Okay, now the Mishnah says, Hegdish, let's say you makdish your field, the Gala, and then you redeem it back. So if the owner himself redeems it back, when it comes, Yovel doesn't go out of your hand, you have it back, you keep it. What's going to be Gala Benoi? Let's say the father was makdish his Be'ahuza, and then his son comes and redeems it back from Hegdish. So Yosel Yovel Yovel, when it comes, Yovel goes back to his father. What's going to be Gola Acher? Let's say somebody else redeems it, not your son. It could even be your brother or your daughter, as long as not your son. Or else, so Gola Acher, if somebody else redeemed it. Or else, by Echol Nekrovim, any other ones of the Krovim, the Gola Miyadoi, Echol Nekrovim, the Gola Miyadoi, so, and then Echidish, and then the original owner came and bought it off that Krov. Again, first Reuven was Makdish's field. Then his brother came and was praying from Hegdish. And now even if Reuven goes and buys it back from his brother, still is Yotzel, when it becomes Yovel, the field goes back to the Kohanim, not to the original owner. In other words, when you're Makdish your field, only if the owner himself, or else if his son is Goalit, then he keeps it. But if somebody else redeems it, then the locher is by Yovel, it goes back to the Kohanim. See here, once somebody else redeemed it, that's it. The original owner lost his chus, that even if he buys it off that person, still by Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim. What's going to be Gola Echon Min Kohanim? Let's say Reuven was Makdish's field, and one of the Kohanim came and redeemed it. Farehi Takas Yodin. Now when it comes Yovel, this coin still has it. So it's a Chiddush. Lo Yemri has no right to say. Anyway, what's the din of Yovel? When a person's Makdish's field, if nobody redeems it back, or even if somebody else redeems it back, it goes to the Kohanim by Yovel. If so, this Kohen should have a right to say, right now I have it, let me keep it. I want to keep a hold on to it. So din is no. No, the din is you have to take it out of his hand. He has no right to keep it. All the brothers, all the Kohanim that are in that Mishmar, they all have an equal chelik in it. So we'll see in the Gemara how we know this. But the Kohen, even though he redeemed it already, so what? He has no right to hold on to it. That's a lacha, then it comes Yovel, a field that was Hegdish, now goes to the Kohanim.